And the hottest toy this season is up for auction in the piece. Hatchimals are this year's most requested toy in North America, which means many kids will likely do without. But good news in the piece. Two Hatchimals are up for grabs at the Fort St. John Canadian Tire. But associate dealer Ross Bannerman didn't think it'd be fair to sell them first come, first serve. Instead, he's teaming up with the local radio station and putting the eggs up on auction for charity. Jumpstart ensures that even low-income kids can participate in sports. Bannerman says the demand for the toys made this an easy decision.
Well, Hatchimal is the toy for kids in this Christmas season. And very, very early in the season, we were flocked with customers, and we had a very small supply in our store, and they were gone in a blink. We've been trying to acquire more of these toys since and haven't been able to come up with any. And just this past week, we were advised by Canadian Tire that Canadian Tire nationally acquired 1,000 of them, so they decided to send two Hatchimals to each store across the country. When we got two, we thought, well, how can we possibly serve customers when we only have the two? So we thought the best way we would do this is that we would donate the two to our charity Jumpstart. We would contacted our local radio station, Moose FM, and said, would they be interested in putting these on the air to auction them off to the highest bidder with all the funds going to our charity? They were happy to do so. We were very pleased about that. They put it on their website, energeticcity.ca, and the bidding just started today, Tuesday, and we'll close on Thursday. The two winners will, with whatever amount they're prepared to pay, will come into our store, and we will exchange their funds that will go to Jumpstart, and they will walk away with Hatchimals.
Ah, there you go. Fort St. John Canadian Tire Associate Dealer, Ross Bannerman. The results so far, pretty good. The highest bid yesterday for one Hatchimal was more than $250, the toy of the season. Unfortunately, the North Pole running short on parts, meaning Santa likely will not be able to meet all that demand. And now parents are feeling the pressure to deliver the toy of the holiday season. Unfortunately, most will also strike out. Al Reed, though, sells toys at Big Smile Kids Store, Big Smile's Kids Store in Smithers. And he has a few ideas for parents who couldn't get their mitts on a Hatchimal. And he joins me on the line from Smithers. Good morning.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. You must be pretty busy this time of year.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy time of year.
But, oh, yeah.
Tons of fun,
right? So, I mean, I have to ask you, how much have you been asked about the Hatchimal this season?
Oh, it's been crazy. Absolutely. Even for a smaller market like us, people are calling from the city, asking their sister or brother or something to sort of see if maybe by chance Big Smiles would have some, because all the big box stores are sold out. And like you said, not even Santa can sort of keep up with the demand, mm-hmm. the crazy demand of these, right? So,
did you even get any this year?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
It's a big box market, really. So, there wasn't even a chance.
Right. Hey, but you're probably used to this. I mean, there's always a top toy every year, I'm sure.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, some years there isn't. This year seems quite balanced for us. Of course, there is still the demand for the Hatchimal. But, I mean, there's always something. It goes right back to the Tickle Me Elmo, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And in the electronics, too, I understand there was a classic Nintendo system, also kind of one of the top toys this year, from what I understand anyway.
Right, such a nostalgic toy, right?
Yeah, a bounce back where the original idea is, right? So what do you tell parents, I guess, when they come in, realize, hey, you know what, there aren't any Hatchimals available? What do you tell them?
Well, really, we do a lot more traditional stuff, and I don't know if that's, just our market and what the customers really want, but obviously, we try to cater to them the most we can. And we don't end up doing a ton of electronics, really, but mm-hmm. there are lots of good things out there. Some of our basics, Playmobil and Lego and games and puzzles. I mean, those are our biggest items every year, over and over, so we sort of try to steer them into that if we can, and just let them know sort of what they can get. I did a little bit of research on these Hatchimals, and they look like they're selling for, if you can find one, between $200 and $400 online kind of thing, right? And that's an incredible amount of money. And the things you can get, you know, if you go to your local toy store and just dig around and stuff, the kinds of things you can get for that kind of money is it's crazy.
You could probably pick off an entire toy list with that amount of money, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you could probably shop for a couple families with that kind of money, right? It's incredible. And the amount of board games you could have, you could have a new board game every month for the year, right?
Kind now of we're thing, talking. So why do you believe these fads kind of come about and then just fade away? What is it about it? What's driving it?
Just the demand for the Hatchimals?
In general, like you see these fads that come every year or every odd year, Tickle Me Elmos, Cabbage Patch Kids. What do you think drives it?
I think it must be advertising and then, you know, the influence of school and stuff. Because I'm thinking this age is probably between 4 and 8. You know, that's sort of kindergarten and up to grade 3 or 4. And just that drive, that the camaraderie in class. And people just sort of jumping on it, right? Oh, you want a Hatchimal? Oh, I want a Hatchimal.
Right.
I think. And then obviously the advertising to back it up again when they get home and watch cartoons or whatever it is, right?
So, I wonder if parents also kind of play a part in driving the demand.
Absolutely. You know, you want to cater to your child. You find out, oh, this is what you really want. Oh, I'm going to make that happen. And obviously, you know, sometimes you can't make that happen, but it's not the end of the world. There's so much good stuff out there. And sometimes the best gifts are the tiniest, little, most unassuming gifts. Give as well, right?
And you've mentioned a few that have just kind of that are timeless. I mean, you see these. People aren't really running the store for Tickle Me Elmos anymore. Or Cabbage Patch, they kind of just fade away. What makes a great toy last for generations, like Lego?
It's hard to say, I guess, but a lot of it would go back to nostalgia because maybe as we grew up, we had Lego and Playmobil. Board games, that kind of stuff. And then as you get older and you have kids, you start to see that stuff in stores again, and you think, oh, I want to replicate that if I can for my child and see if we can, if there's any interest there. And it seems like there always is too, right? These are heirloom toys that sort of get passed on. You don't find Lego in garage sales for the most part, right? It gets, somebody has a kid somewhere in their family that they pass it down to. So
I imagine your toys are probably a little more durable as well.
Yeah, that's kind of our whole angle is, maybe buying less but better toys if you can, and just getting more life out of them, right? Maybe putting a little more thought into, how long they can last, and we all know the Hatchimal will be gone in 3 months from now. You're still going to be waking up every morning saying, I can't wait to get into that. Can't wait to teach it how to dance again or something. I don't know what exactly what they do, but.
Is there an heirloom toy that's going to come back in a big way? In your store that you've noticed?
It's going to come back in a big way. Well, we talked about Lego, and the resurgence of Lego in the last few years has been incredible. But for us, the biggest thing are board games. Absolutely incredible. We're a toy store, first of all, and we sort of dabbled in board games and puzzles, and it's been growing every year. And the games are just, they're crazy. You can just pick a theme, and you will find a really good game. People are not playing Monopoly for the most part anymore. There's so much more out there. And I think kids, for the most part, too, what do they want to do? They want to spend time with us. So if you can find a decent game to pull off the shelf and spend some time with them, you'll be spending really quality time with them. So,
So if I'm a parent, I walk into your store, and I'm looking for some ideas. What are you telling me? What are you showing me?
Well, it kind of depends. We sort of do a little bit of research first to find out who they're shopping for and what their interests are and stuff like that, and then we can sort of narrow it down from there. But for that age, there's so many stuffed animals and really cool puppets and stuff like that, and things that you can use your imagination for a little bit more, right? And just a little more interactive play, I guess, where they're using their imagination. So stuffed animals, puppets, like I said, puzzles, games, all sorts of little novelties. Like I was saying earlier about sometimes the best presents are just the most unassuming, tiniest little things. And you can find it all, right? The more you dig around in your local toy shop, the more you're going to find. The more you're going to be blown away by what's out there, really.
Right. Well, we know that Santa, of course, is one of your biggest competitors this time of year. But to everyone, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a great New Year as well.
Well, thank you very much.
Al Reed owns the Big Smiles Kids Store in Smithers, a great possible place to check out if you're looking for some ideas, of course. And what about you? What is a toy that's kind of tested or lasted the years for you, something you always go back to, something that you loved getting as a kid yourself and maybe are hoping your kid gets this Christmas as well? Share those classic toys with us. Email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. Or you maybe snap a picture of an old toy you've carried or cherished all these years and send it to our Facebook and Twitter page at Daybreak North.